In America, the highest honor that they give is called the Congressional Medal of Honor, right? The majority of those were given to people that died in battle. It's the highest honor they give. It's people that went above and beyond, that sacrificed their lives for others. That's what a shaheed is. Only they're doing it for the preservation of religion and the sanctity of humans, including Christians and Jews. Amir Abdul Qadir al-Jazairi, one of the great people of Islam. And really, to me, he's like the last Muslim. You know, the last samurai. Amir Abdul Qadir al-Jazairi, he's like the last Muslim. Because he embodied all the meanings of Islam. He was a scholar. He was a sharif. He was a mujahid. He was the ruler of a country. He was a merchant. Just everything. He really embodied the sunnah in so many ways. But when he was exiled to Turkey first, France, he was imprisoned, then he went to Turkey. In France, all the French guards that guarded him in Marseille, they all became Muslims. They're buried, there's a Muslim graveyard for these French people in Marseille where he was in prison. And then Napoleon II realized what a wrong was done to him, and so he had him brought to Paris and given medals, and even though they took his country away from him, because he was such a noble person. But he went to Turkey, and then he moved to Damascus. But when he was in Damascus in the 1860s, there were these pogroms against the Christians in Damascus. There were riots, and they were attacking the Christians. And he had a hashia of a lot of Algerians. They were men that had fought with him. And they all got on all their weapons, and they went out, and they defended the Christians against the Muslims. And he said a speech that was recorded where he said, "You're dishonoring the Prophet of God. These people have done nothing, and they're to be protected." Now, amongst those people was the French consul, the people that had taken his country from him, and he fought them from 1832 until the 1850s. He fought them over 20 years, and he defended that consul, even though he knew he was French. And he was so overwhelmed that he wrote this article in a French newspaper. It got translated into, and people knew him. He was well known. Thackeray wrote a poem about him. He's mentioned in the European Parliament. And then the Americans heard about it. There's three cities in America named after him. Three cities named after him. President Grant was so overwhelmed by this act of magnanimity that he sent a horse and his two pistols to him as a gift. But Amir Abdul Qadir al-Jazairi, he told his followers, protecting these Christians is no less a jihad than what we were doing in Algeria when we were fighting the Christians to protect our country. You know, that is Islam. That's why I'm a Muslim. It's not for all this madness out there. It's because of people like that. Because that's the embodiment of the Prophet's Sunnah. If you want to follow the Sunnah, it's not big beards and short robes. It's that magnanimity of character, you know, the ability to not want vengeance, not have that resentment. Because he saw God. Somebody asked him in the Mawaqif, "Why are the Christians taking over?" He said, "Because we abandon our religion. And God is putting these people over us, because we've humiliated his religion, and now we humiliate ourselves." That's what he said. And he said that God manifests as the Nasir. In Tansurullah, Yansurkum. If you give victory to God, God will give victory to you. And he said, but if you are khadil, if you forsake this religion, يَتَجَلَّ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَلَيْكَ بِصِفَةِ الْخَادِلِ, that God will manifest himself to you as khadil, the one that forsakes you.